Lecture 20, Living Powerfully Now, a seminar in the present. Living powerfully now. I like me, it is done. This is the conclusion of our thinking about ourselves. When we say, I like me, and it is done. When we say, all is in divine order, and it is done. I like me, and it is done. Can you say, I like me, and say, it is done, and believe it, and know it, and experience it, and never be a stranger to that? When you say, I like me, and you know it is done, then life is more beautiful, more wonderful, more fulfilling, more exciting than ever you could imagine. Begin today to start saying, I like me, it is done. And as you say, I like me, it is done, you will find that it truly is accomplished in every aspect of your life right now. Do I know all the answers? Do I know all the answers to every direction of my life? I truly do, but I'm not awake to them. I'm not awake to them until I take time to let it seep into my consciousness. It's already in my consciousness. Maybe it's seep out of my consciousness, really. I had a talk with a person the other day, and they were having all sorts of quandaries as to how they should think, how they should act, how they should live, what they should do, how they should share their philosophy with everyone in their world. And I said, just like yourself. Just take time. Take time to be still. Take time to listen within. Take time to know who you are. Take time to enjoy who you are. Well, shortly thereafter, she wrote, and she said that after she had talked and she decided, hey, I'm going to take a nap, but I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to take a nap and I'm going to say, I like me. All is in divine order. Ah, what a relief. What a relief, she said. What a relief. I like me. All is in divine order. I like me. All is in divine. And as she said this for two full, wonderful hours, affirming to herself, I like me and all is in divine order, she said, I had a pop and I understood, not just in my head, yet inside of me. I understood. Wow. And when I understood, then a big weight slipped off my shoulders called responsibility. Now I feel as a child again, full of joy and love for my world. I have taken a wonderful time for me, for meditation, for treatment, alone time, being myself, listening to my inner peace. This person did that. And this person knew how to do that. But this person did it. Did you do it? Do you take time to be alone? Do you take time to listen within? Do you take time to say affirmations wonderfully to yourself? I like me. All is in divine order. Do you take time? Do I take time? Well, I can tell you anything. Whenever a problem faces me, I immediately stop. And I sit quietly by myself. And I say, I like me. All is in divine order. And I say it again and again and again. I repeat this so that my inner self knows that I am really full of conviction about this. I believe it. I know it. I live it. I may not have fully understood it, how I do understand it, but I just let go. I let go and I relax. Oh, I can lay down and close my eyes for 2 hours and I can affirm to myself, I like me, I like me, I like me, all is in divine order. I can do that if I wish, but does anything happen? Oh, my goodness sakes. When I make a treatment, and I make a treatment because I know the treatment is a reality. My treatment might be, I like me, or I'm whole and perfect. And when I make the treatment, I'm whole and perfect, I return in my thinking to that wholeness and perfection. And I think only on perfection. I think only I am perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm perfect, I'm perfect, I'm perfect. And as I say these things that I'm perfect, I get results from such treatment. Now, does that work for everybody? Yes, it does. Why does it seem not to work for some people? Well, it seems not to work for some people because some people do not take the time to make the statement of truth about themselves. Just answer me for yourself right now. You don't need to answer out loud or write me or call me or tell me this, but just answer for me right now. When's the last time you took 2 hours and just sat in your chair or laid on your bed and affirmed to yourself, I like me, all is in divine order. I like me, all is in divine order. Silly, silly, silly. I like me, all is in divine order. I like me, all is in divine order. When's the last time you did that? Well, I can assure you, you probably cannot remember the last time you did that. But now, in this seminar in the present, we are doing it in the now. We are doing it in the now because that is what is important for us. That is what is our reality. That is what our divinity is. That is what our perfection is. We're doing it now. Do you want that for yourself? Oh, you don't need to take 2 hours, although 2 hours is very wonderful. You don't need to take a long time or a short time. You just do it and be convinced of yourself, hey, I like me. I like me. When the child goes out to play in the playground, in the play box, or whatever he's doing, he just says, hey, I like me. I'm going out and playing. And he may not say, I like me. I'm going out and play. But that's what he exudes out of his being. I like me. I'm going out to play. Sort of smart alecky, you know. I like me. I'm a happy guy. Oh, ho, ho. I'm going to have my trucks, and I'm going to have my cars, and I'm going to have my city. I'm going to have my world. Oh, yes, I am. And then he goes out, and he has it. And if anyone is there, fine. If nobody is there, he's having the time of his life because he is the only one that's important. He is the only one that makes any difference in his world as to what is going to happen. And he goes out to play, and when he plays, he is in his own consciousness. He is in his own awareness. Now, we say, wow, wish I could be like that. Wish I could be so easily in my own awareness. You can. It takes practice. The little kid has never gotten out of the habit of being in his own world. He's never gotten out of the habit of liking himself and thinking he is just wonderful. Whenever the little kid meditates, and yes, he does meditate, he thinks on things for himself. Whenever he thinks on anything, he has himself doing it. He has himself being it. He has himself living it. He has himself enjoying it. He has himself having the greatest time in his life. And you and I can do the same thing, but we've gotten out of the habit of the doing it. We've gotten into the attitude that says, this is what the reality is. You got to face the facts. You don't have to face the facts. You don't have to face reality. You face whatever reality you're going to create. You face whatever reality you're going to bring forth in your life. You face what your reality really is. And your reality really is, I like me. Oh, all's in divine order. The little child goes out and plays, and he doesn't necessarily say, I like me, all is in divine order, but that is what his expectation is. That is what his realization is. That is who he is. He does like himself. He's a happy guy. He is all in divine order, because that's all he knows. And he does not ever think he's doing anything wrong. He does not ever think he's doing anything terrible. When he takes his game and he is done playing it, and then he just takes his foot and kicks the sand, he kicks the game, he changes it, he says, okay, I'm done with that game. And then he goes off to something else. Now, is he being mean and hateful by erasing the game that he had played before? No, not at all. He knows that he's playing one wonderful game at a time. And as he plays each wonderful game each moment he releases the past. He lets go of all that is past. He kicks the sand and his town and his city and his road and his mountain and his life, and the game that he's playing is over. And now he has a new game. And his new game is, I like me. All is in divine order. Wow, what a wonderful world I live in. I like me. It is done. It is done. We're living powerfully now. We're living wonderfully now. We're living joyously now. And as we can let go, as we can lay down for 2 hours and affirm to ourselves, I like me, all's in divine order. Wow! How we wake up to the reality that we are. How a big weight can slip off of our shoulders. We may call it responsibility, but it's a weight of feeling that we have anything to do with making something happen. Rather, we let go and let the divine in us be, and we let it happen and we let it shine forth in all of our world, in all of our life, in all that we are. And as we let it shine forth, we feel so wonderful. We feel so grand. It's up to you what you're going to do with living powerfully now. For 20 lectures, we've talked about living powerfully now. We talked about I like me, and we talked about it is done. And are you returning to your original purity and integrity? Are you really wonderful? Are you really fantastic? Yes, you are. But your life doesn't seem to reveal that, because you tell yourself you're not good, you're not wonderful, you're not fantastic. Now it's time. It's time to say, I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am joyful. I like me. All's in divine order. This is a wonderful world I live in. And I am the happiest guy that could ever be, because this is my world. This is who and what I am. This is all that I am, and this is what makes my world go round.